Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to First Parish Church of Stowe and Acton, a welcoming Unitarian Universalist congregation. My name is Mike Fitzer, and I serve as the Director of Music here at FPC. Childcare is available during this service in the nursery in the lower level of Fellowship Hall, which can be reached by walking through either level of the Connector Building to my left and taking the elevator or the stairs to the lower level. If the need arises any time during the service, please feel free to take your child there where she or he will be well cared for. If you're not sure where to go, one of our ushers will be happy to assist you. Everyone is invited to coffee hour in Fellowship Hall following the service. To get there, please exit the church through the door to my left, follow the hallway to the end, go down the stairs or take the elevator, and follow the arrow to Fellowship Hall. If this is your first time with us, we are very happy to have you here, and we invite you to sign one of our guest books, which are located in the vestibule at the front entrance of the church, or at the visitor's table at coffee hour, so that we can communicate with you about things happening at the church.
Thanks, Mike, and as its community is so important to us here at First Parish, we begin this service with an opportunity to reach out and greet your neighbor, particularly reach out and welcome anyone whom you may not know, who may be with us for the first time, or just you haven't seen in a while. Welcome to this new day. Its beauty and promise reflected in these flowers that we bring. We recognize this day as an incredible gift. Its value is beyond measure. So let us use it wisely, and let us rejoice and be glad in it. In today's service, we celebrate what's one of my favorite services, and it's a wonderful Unitarian Universalist tradition, but it's also one specifically connected to this particular church. This ceremony was brought to us by our late Minister Emeritus, the Reverend Don Kafka, and it's held a very special place in our church for many years. It's called a Flower Communion Service, and I'll tell you one little funny story as we start out. Someone asked me about it who was from the Catholic tradition not long ago, and their question was whether or not we ate the flowers. I told them that we didn't. But it's, and we'll explain more about the service as we proceed through. And now I'd like to invite Michael and Piggy Palladini forward to light our chalice. And as they do, please join in reading the responsive Flower Festival litany that the Reverend Don Kafka wrote for this service. It's printed in your order of service. I'll read the regular type if you would be so kind as to join in reading the bold type. True beauty comes from the earth. It is found in flowers and trees and in all living things which make this life a rainbow of colors.
We too come from the earth.
Once we arrogantly believed in our dominion. We thought that nature's bounty was ours to find, use up, and throw away. Once, too, people believed that they could trust only their own kind, that people who looked or spoke differently were natural enemies.
Now we know that the peoples of this earth are one family. Our life is a common life, and when only as we are good to each other are we secure ourselves.
Yet humanity has difficulty expressing the kinship it feels, having so long learned war. It is hard to practice peace.
There is courage needed for friendship, a courage not frightened by strangeness, nor afraid of being misunderstood.
So we come to each other with gifts, and we say, take this present I have brought you, accept my gift, and accept me as a friend.
Out of our sharing shall we all be made richer.
Today, our service is an intergenerational gathering, so we welcome all children and ages here, and we understand that they may be coloring or doing other things, and there may be a little bit of activity, and that's part of our community. But if at any time parents need to walk around or step out for a minute or go down to the nursery, that's perfectly fine, so we just want to let you know that. To take us into our time of silent prayer and meditation, I'd like to read these words written by Norbert Chapek, the person who created the Flower Communion Service, written in Dachau, where he was held as a prisoner and passed away in 1942. His words. In the depth of your soul, there where lies the source of your strength, where the divine and the human meet, there, quiet your mind. Quiet. Quiet. Outside, let lightning rain. Horrible darkness frightens the world. But from the depth of your own soul, from that silence, will rise again God's flower. Return to yourself. Rest in yourself. Live in the depth of your soul where the divine and the human meet. Tune your heart to the eternal, and in the depths of your own soul, your panting quiets down. Where the divine and the human meet, there is your refuge. This might be the last time I will introduce the offering to you. In other words, possibly the last time I will ask you for money. Often over the years, I've done that ask with humor, but today I think I want to forgo that. You know, my hope is to retire with our capital campaign having reached its goal, and we're just a couple of $1,000s shy of that, and we have a month to go, so hoping that'll happen. And also because some unexpected expenses and loss of revenues, we're a little bit short in the operating budget for this year, and I hope we can end that in the black. It has been amazing the amount of financial progress that we've made together over the last 15 years. And you are truly generous people, not just with your financial resources, but with your time and your talent as well. In fact, generous in a way that I've rarely seen in other churches. And it's not just generosity to support this church. You know, one of the most amazing things that's happened in these past years is the initiative of the plate sharing and the number of worthy organizations and the large amount of money that this church has put out its doors to help all kinds of other causes around the world and particularly in our own community. And today we do that again with the 3L project that helps folks like some of our own members of our community. Thank you for supporting all the worthy causes that we support. You can't imagine how many people you've helped over the years. But I still want to challenge you a bit. Our regular church year is fast coming to a close, and so is that five-year capital campaign. In fact, the closing date of the capital campaign and my retirement date fall on the same day. That did have a little consideration in the process. So if you have an outstanding balance on a pledge or on the capital campaign and you have the means to do it, it would be great if you could pay it up. And because I know there are some who, because of changed circumstances, are not able to fulfill their pledge to either one or the other, I ask those of you who've had a good year and could contribute a little bit more beyond the pledge to either the annual or the capital campaign to consider doing so. If you're writing a check, you can note in it on the additional gift is to the annual budget or the capital campaign or just to be split as part of our regular offering. Let's remember the words of Francis of Assisi, that it is in giving that we receive. The morning offering will now be gratefully accepted. Flowers this morning to say something about ourselves, to say something that often remains hidden inside of us, something that perhaps we fail to recognize often enough. The flowers that we each added to this beautiful bouquet symbolizes the best in each of us. It symbolizes the unique beauty and love that is at the core of our being. And like the delicate petals of a flower, This part of us is fragile. And we are not always loving. And we are not always caring. We do not always respond to others from the best of who we are. Yet we know that at the core of our being, that spirit is still there. There are many kinds of flowers here today, just as there are many different kinds of people here today. Sometimes it's easier to see the beauty in a flower than in a person. All sorts of things can blind us from seeing the beautiful part of another person. These gathered flowers remind us that in our interactions with each other, we must look deeper and set aside those attitudes or prejudices that blind us from seeing the beauty and worth of another person. Like flowers, we too need to be nurtured. For a flower to grow, it bloom, it needs many things. It needs good soil in which its roots can be firmly planted. It needs the warmth and light of the sun and the dark of the night. It especially needs to be watered regularly to maintain its health and beauty. And so do we. In order for us to grow and bloom, we need to be watered by the love and caring of others. We need to feel the warmth of community. And we need a spiritual tradition, a faith in which our roots can hold firm. This is what we acknowledge in the uniquely Unitarian ritual of flower communion. It was started by Norbert Chapek, as I mentioned earlier, more than 80 years ago at the Unitarian Church in Prague. Chapek believed in celebrating our diversity and recognized the equal worth and dignity of every person. And this flower celebration or festival, as he called it, was one way of doing that. Chapek's firm commitment to the value of all people caused him to speak out against the Nazi regime. And he was arrested and sent to the concentration camp at Dachau, where he died. This church has a very unique connection to that man and this ritual. Our late minister emeritus, the Reverend Don Kafka, was inspired to go into ministry by his minister, who was Norbert Chapek. As a child growing up in Prague, Don and his wife Vera attended those early flower festival services that Chapek led. And many years later, he brought that tradition to us here in Stowe. As we reenact this ritual today, we honor Chapek's memory and all those who kept the message of our faith strong, even at the cost of their lives. We honor the very special connection this particular church has through Don and Vera Kafka to this beautiful ritual. Although Chapek didn't use the word communion to describe the ritual, it has since come to be known that way in Unitarian Universalist congregations. First, that might seem like a rather unusual word to use, but upon deeper reflection, it's really most appropriate. If you check your Webster's dictionary, you'd find that communion is defined as the act of sharing. The word community comes from that same root. It's not just the beauty of diversity that we celebrate, but also the fact that with all this diversity, we can come together as a sharing community. As our regular worship season comes to an end, and we approach the time when some of us will be away and we will not see each other as regularly, it seems most appropriate that this time is the time to celebrate our communion. In our church, all are invited to celebrate in communion in whatever form it may be celebrated. No one will be required to profess any particular faith or creed or to espouse any particular beliefs in order to take part in our sacred ritual. To do so would be contrary to the very concept of our communion. What our communion is about is the building of beloved community where each brings the gifts they possess to share with others, and where in turn they benefit from the gifts and the love of others. In this communion, we acknowledge our profound need for one another. And finally, just like these flowers, we will not live forever. Our season, too, will come to an end. But let's remember that the seeds of the next crop of flowers are in those blossoms, just as the seeds of the future of this community of faith are in each of us. We now consecrate these flowers brought here today with the very same words that Norbert Chapek used more than 80 years ago. Infinite Spirit of Life, we ask thy blessing on these, thy messengers of fellowship and love. May they remind us, amid diversities of knowledge and of gifts, to be one in desire and affection and devotion to thy holy will. May they also remind us of the value of comradeship, of doing and sharing alike. May we cherish friendship as one of thy most precious gifts. May we not let awareness of another's talent discourage us or sully our relationship, but may we realize that whatever we can do, great or small, the efforts of all of us are needed to do thy work in this world. I now invite you to open your hymnals to number 723 and join in the Flower Communion prayer. In the name of Providence, which implants in the seed the future of the flower, and in our hearts the longing for people to live in harmony, in the name of the Highest, in whom we move and who makes the mother and father, the brother and sister, the lover and loner what they are, in the name of sages and great religious leaders who sacrifice their lives to hasten the coming of the age of mutual respect, let us renew our resolution sincerely to be real brothers and sisters, regardless of any kind of bar which estranges us from each other. In this holy resolve, may we be strengthened, knowing that we are God's family, that one Spirit, the Spirit of love, unites us and endeavor for a more perfect and more joyful life. Amen. It's now time for each of us to share in the communion of flowers. So row by row, the ushers will invite you to, in just a minute, to come forward to pick a flower from one of the vases on the altar table. We will keep the flow moving in one direction, clockwise, around the church, coming up this aisle and then going down that one. The ushers will direct you forward a couple of rows at a time. After you've selected a flower, and please don't select your own, select one different from yours, then continue around the church back to your seat. And then in what is a really sacred time, please quietly listen to the beautiful music of the choir and of our instrumentalist, which will include, by the way, the hymn sung in Czech at that first flower communion service in Prague. It was taught to us and translated for us by Anna and Vera Kafka. Take some time in the quiet thoughts and let them fill your soul as you note your flower's particular shape and color and beauty. Know that it's a gift to you from some other member of this congregation who in turn received it from the giver of all life. The flower you'll hold in your hand is unique, just like the person who brought it is special and unique. Just as it contributes its beauty to the bouquet we have gathered here, the individual who brought it contributes to the pattern of love and trust and mutual support we share in our communion with each other. We would not be complete without the gift of each of us. Think about who might have given you the flower. Did it come from a friend's garden? Was it brought by a person with whom you might have had a difference of opinion this year? Was it placed in the basket by someone who's been coming here for years, or perhaps someone who is visiting for the very first time? Is this person who gave it to you like you, of your race, your sexual orientation, your gender, your age, or are they very different from you? We just don't know who brought or we selected. And that is truly good, because then there is only one response, and that is that we must treat everyone as if they were the person who brought us this beautiful flower. And we'll begin now. If anyone is not able or comfortable coming forward, you can raise your hand and we'll bring one to you. Or if you prefer, you can ask your neighbor to bring a flower back for you. Our flower ushers will come forward. We're going to, as I said, we'll start with this row first, take a flower, and then go right around the church and then back to your seat that way.
No.
Let us come together in a spirit of prayer and reflection. O gracious Spirit, today in this ceremony of flowers, we have felt our deep connection to one another. Guide us in ways that increase the bonds of community, and at the same time, celebrate the unique worth of every person. Prepare us to better live from the best part of ourselves and to unselfishly share our love with others. As we embark on the next chapter in the life of this church, let us remember the flowers of this day and what they have to teach us. Let us proudly recall the rich history of our faith and of this church in particular. Help us to make real in our world the principles and values that we affirm. And as we end another year together, may we do so mindful of how incredibly blessed we are. Giver of all, we thank thee.